Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, along with Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be talking with Keith Williams, Saints wide receiver coach here, in just a second as the Saints get ready for two straight home games. The Giants, who beat the Chargers yesterday, 21-18. And Bobby, people go, oh my gosh, the Chargers, but I would have thought that would have been an easy
y'all
win.
Banged up.
But yeah, guess what? Yeah. Well, and also, Justin Herbert goes in and gives up two picks.
Yeah.
Right, so they're in that turnover margin. That's the great equalizer.
Well, Haas, I just want to so I have to not say this in the post game. Everything turnover margin, even for the game, even for the season. We need to be opportunistic. We need to be on that plus side. You know, if we give one up, we got to get two back. You know, and I don't know, Haas, if I've ever been a part of just watching games. But four straight games where neither team has won the turnover battle. You know, usually you either minus or positive, but that's been the case.
And now joining us is the Saints wide receiver coach, Keith Williams, his second season here as the Saints wide receiver coach. Welcome to the show.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
You bet. Just talk about your receiver room. I mean, Olave, 26 receptions, fifth in the NFL. Shahid, also having, a lot of receptions, just haven't been able to get the deep ball. That's got to be as frustrating for them as it is for us, because after, that's what we've kind of gotten used to. Just frustrating that they're not getting the deep opportunities.
Yeah, it's, we've been searching for them. It's just this year, the teams we've played so far, the defenses, they've making a concerted effort to not let us get over the top. And so a lot of ways that they've played on tape prior to us playing them have been different. And so we get to the game and we've got deep shots in the game plan, but unfortunately the defense has other plans. And so they've just done a good job. And like I said, it made it a concerted and intent effort to, not let us get behind them.
Now, Coach Williams, what do you tell the receivers? You break up in position groups. What do you tell them? Now, it's a tough catch. You want the football, you want the quarterback to obviously be always accurate. Do you tell them, hey, look, it hit your hands, you got to catch it? Or what do you tell them? Okay. Okay. So it's not
always.
Just me. Okay, every time. Yeah, because I was saying, even when you're playing pitch and catch with your dad, maybe in the backyard, or he goes, oh, come on, dad, throw a better pass. And he'd be like, come on, it hit your hands, you got to catch it.
So your dad tells you to shut up and catch it.
Yeah, right. So that's really the attitude you give them the business on the film. Look, I know that's a tough catch, but we got to come down with it.
There's no doubt about it. And most of the time, what happens is they're telling me before the play gets there, I got to catch that. Or when they get to the sideline, CO knows he doesn't think he shouldn't have caught that choice route. He knows he should have caught that. He didn't execute it. He didn't come down with it, but his expectation is to catch that ball. He didn't make any excuses.
Now, Coach Williams, what about, okay, we drafted for him. Where is he at with the playbook? Big receiver, 6'5", 210 pounds. In the first couple of weeks, when he played 41 offensive snaps. Against the Cardinals, he caught a 3-yard touchdown against the Niners. Vele, where is he at? Are we going to see more of him? Or what is his role? Now, you look at Denver, I think Sean Payton utilized him in the red zone and all that. But what's up with Bailey and his opportunities going forward?
Well, he was a little banged up last week, and so his participation in the game was more a reflection of him being a little banged up health-wise. And so he'll provided that he stays on course and on track in terms of his health that he's on now. You know, he'll most likely be more involved this week.
Now, you know, Coach Williams, when you look at like chunk plays, splash plays, however you describe it, what do you look at, like when you in the meeting rooms, when you're looking at, like, what should a receiver, because Rashid Shaheed's been always amongst the best in the league, and going into this game, he was averaging like 9.1 yards. Olave was at 7.2. When you look at a career, like 5 yards below their career yards per catch averages, how do y'all judge that and work with that? I know it's the quarterback and receiver, but when you look at yards per catch, and then you also look at yak, to me, this is interesting, and I want you to comment on it. You know, you look at 11% of Rattlers passes thrown this season traveled 20 or more yards, 11%. Do you know this is going into the game through 3 weeks? That was higher than deep ball throwers. Matthew Stafford was at 9.5, Josh Allen 8.1, Justin Herbert 7.4, I should say. But is it just that other teams are getting more yards after the catch? Or what is the deal with that? Because, you know, when you look at that and go, we need more chunk plays, whatever. But I think we have not taken advantage enough the yards after the catch, that yak yardage.
Well, yak yardage is very important to me as a wideout coach, and these guys know that. We practice in that way. And again, it's got to come down to the games. It's got to happen in the games. They got to make it happen after the catch. They know that. So, you know, the plan going in, the intent, the approach is definitely to get the ball in advance as far as you can after the catch, make the first man miss it and see what happens. So that's what they've been trying to do. That's the way we practice. And, you know, we definitely can improve in that area. And that's always the goal regardless. And so, you know, you're right about that. That's not any secret or, you know, anything that's not being talked about or anything that they don't want to do. It's just we got to continue to execute, continue to press and chase those yards after the catch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking with Saints wide receiver Coach Keith Williams. And Coach, I know it's a team thing, but I'm curious, just from your wide receiver coach standpoint, the difference of a defense and how it will set up or kind of schematically when you've got a Foster Moreau and a Taysom Hill out there. Now, again, it's just Monday. See what happens. But when you get those two guys back, how much better does it make your wide receiver core?
Well, it makes them a lot better just because of the two names you named are established great players in this league, and they roam the part of the field for the most part frequently. That makes defenses have to decide, you know, where they're going to focus, and you know, it's the old high-low game that's been played in football since the beginning of time. And so when you have basically multiple threats out on the field and different areas of the field, you know, it does pose a threat, and it poses a problem for the defense. And obviously, the wideouts can take advantage of that you know, if the defense decides to focus on Foster or Taysom, for example.
Now, Coach Williams, what about, I mean, I know you're watching the film and you're talking to Olave about this. On the Philly special, I mean, what is your viewpoint? He just has to make a better pass, maybe put a little more air on there so they can't come up with a great interception? Because I know y'all probably practiced that a number of times, and, you know, it works a number of times in practice. But what's your take on that play? And do you think if it worked, if Olave makes a – now, he's not a quarterback, but to make a touchdown-type pass?
Yeah, he put a little bit too much touch on it. But, he didn't see that safety. That kid made a great play. You know, we didn't anticipate him coming out of the middle of the field that way. He got a good look at the play from his vantage point from the start of the play and triggered and made a great play on the ball. CO was more or less just – because you know what those – you know this as well as I do. With those kind of plays, the type of throw you throw to quarterback, you just want him to be able to manage it. You know, you don't want to throw him a bullet or something where he has to adjust – you know, too much because, the quarterback's obviously not a wideout. So I think CO probably put a little bit more touch on it than he would like. And, again, ultimately the safety made a great play on that thing.
Well, Coach Williams, what about this? I mean, to me, I know you probably made Olave aware of this. This is second quarter. The score is 14-7. Sanka just comes up with a great interception. Our first pick of the season. All of a sudden, we're in plus territory. After the turnover, we cannot afford to go 3-and-out. A third down and 8 yards, you know, ready to get a field goal or touchdown. A rattler to Chris Olave, he drops the pass. Is that just lack of concentration? Because it wasn't a difficult catch. I mean, how do you, like, when y'all watching the film, you just tell them you got to be more focused, concentrate more, you need to get more in the jugs machine? Or what happened on that play? Because we can't have that because that – that's a momentum killer right there.
No, without a doubt. I mean, again, it was like you said, it was lack of focus at the wrong time. He knows that. He's definitely talented enough to make that catch. And so you recognize, you figure out why every drop has its own story. You figure out what the story is behind that. You improve on it this week and try not to have that happen to you again.
Well, this week will be the New York Giants, and then it's the New England Patriots. Coach Keith Williams, we appreciate your time. Best of luck. Have a great week, and get that W on Sunday.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.